only has a din or what's called or for the same halachas of tumah. So where you see the chum sayim for Hilchos Shabbos, which shrotzim will you be chayiv? Only the shrotzim that their skin is not matama by tumah. Mashma though that the lizard and the snail and the mole, since their skins are matama, it's called kibosar, you'll be potter on Shabbos. So you see, klor al mishnah can't go let rabbanon. The mashma chum eshtin sfretik mora ad the rabba. So the chum is saying a loshin. What's the chum's loshin here? Chum maimrim ain or. Like which sheretz are chayiv on Shabbos? The chavola elo lamash shemon chachomim. Only the ones that chachomim say. So churif at the more other rabba lamash shemon chachomim ain lemur. The chachomim say a chiddush di antuma that they say the last four the koyach and nator and the chaimed and tinshomis their skin is mitama. Why? Because the skin is like a basar. So if I care, the ones that Chum say is the chiddush that the skin doesn't have a din skin. The skin is metamiyu. So how could you say for Shabbos these four you are chayiv for chavola? Poof, I care. The ones that Chum say do not have skin. That's why the skin is metamam. Who are then it should be potter by chavola? The Yomer Abaye is zokta by Nechnami. Hochikom. This is what the price means to say. Ein or cholok mi basar elo lema shleimonu chachomim. Only for the first four shrotzim, the chum don't talk about. Then they're masking that the skin is not part of the meat. Skin is called skin. By a weasel, if it touches the skin, it's not metamiyu. So what din for Shabbos, if you make a chavol in a weasel, you'll be chayiv for chavolim. Mashenke, the last four, like the lizard and the snail, that the chum say, if you touch their skin, it's metamiyu. Because we say the skin does not have a din or, it's called kabosom. Is who what din for chavur, also you'll be potter. So Chur, you see, Klaus, a Kash and Rav. You see, a Chum hold that sheet even for Shabbos. What's called a skin, Negeat to Tumah, is called skin for Shabbos. And what's not called skin for Tumah, the last four, that's Metama, who then is not called the skin for Shabbos. You see, not like Rav. Omer le-Rav is a Rav, a Kash and Abaye. Ho-Lamah, Shemonach, a Chum, Komar. Rav is not a Tanya Tabaye. The Bryce still says, the Chum say, Ein or Shano, El-Lamah, Shemonach, a Chum. That's the Lashon. Abaye changed the lashon and said lamash shaloi monachomim. Rava says like that's not pshat. The brayser said lamash monachomim. That the chum say v'chum oimrim ain or what has a din skin el lamash monachomim for the last four that the chum did say. So who Rava's asked the kash is still shredder's brayser. What's pshat? How the chum say the last four have a din skin? Fakir, the last four don't have a din skin. So the more. Omar le Rava, ho lamash shemonach chachomim komar. Elo Omar Rava hachi komar. Ein or metame kibosar. The Chum is saying like this. I'm talking about tumor only. Ein or metame kibosar. When do we say that the skin has a din bosar? It's metame by sheres. Elo lamash shemonach chachomim. Only for the four, the last four that the Chum say, the koyach and the altor and the chaimed, the shomis, those skins don't have a din skin. And just like you touch the meat or the sheres, it's metame you. You touch the skin, it's also metame you. Is so the Chum only saying the din filchus tumah, but filchus Shabbos could be davi moida like Rav says for our Mishnah. Filchus Shabbos the skin has a shame skin to it, so if you make a chavol and a lizard on Shabbos you be chayiv. The more michlal to Rav Yechon ben Nuri hanech nami to leimon chachomim, the ones that the Chum do not say is also metamim vet mashma. And fakir v'alketon Rav Yechon ben Nuri yoma cheshu rosim yesh leimoris v'leim metamim. The Chum is saying that these four no, Mashpelah Rabbi Yechon is saying the first four yes, and we know Faket. Rabbi Yechon holds that all eight Shrotzim, their skin have a din skin, Zayin Filchus Tumah, that means it's not Metamiyu. If you touch the skin of any one of the eight Shrotzim, it's not Metamiyu. Who are then if you make a Chabol in any one of the eight Yechayiv? So Tzrik Shreya the Braisa. Omer Avada Bamasne, Torah Tzochi, this is the Pshan the Braisa. V'chom Moimrim, Linyin Tumah. Ein or lamash shemonach chachomim. That's all. The Chum is saying linyan tumah. There is the Chum moida. Filchus Shabbos, like Rav says, I'm asking to you, all these eight shrotzim have skin, and therefore if you make a chavola, you punch them on Shabbos, and the blood comes up to the skin. Havad yichayev. So the Chum is saying linyan tumah. Chum moim linyan tumah. Ein or. On which ones do I say that if you touch their skin, it is metamiyu, it doesn't have a din skin, it blinds like part of the meat? Lamash shemonach chachomim. The last four that the Chum said, these four shrotzim, the koyach and the altor and the chaimed and the shomas are different. Those four the Chum say their skin is metame. It's like the basar. But enachami, filchus Shabbos though could be like Rav. That filchus Shabbos all eight have a din skin to it, so you'll be chayv for chabola. For the more the kasha ve'akati linyan Shabbos le'pligi. Do you want to say Rav is right? That's vilchus Shabbos. Everybody is maskim. If you chayv on these eight shirotzim mechayiv, for Tanya another brisa hatzadech with miches shirotzim amur matera. Well, somebody captures on Shabbos one of these eight shirotzim hatzachayv bem chayiv. If you hit them, you chayiv. When bishrotzim sheish lemoris, only on shrotzim that have skin to it. The ezel he chabura. So the achayv them chayv shrotzim sheish lemoris. The ones that have oris on it. So poshne means all eight shrotzim. Now the ezel he chabura sheina chazeris. What's called the chabura? Now this is the akdamah I spoke about before. What type of a chabura are we talking about here? What's called the chabura sheina chazeris? That means nitzer hadam. If the blood just came up to the top of the skin and like got stuck there, afal pish lo yotza. Even though the blood does not come out of the skin, just you hit it and this blood came from the body up to the top of the skin, that's also called the chabura. So on which one of the shrotzim are you chayiv? On the shrotzim that have skin. Which ones have skin? The chura, all eight have skin. So far it's good. Reb Yechon ben Uri yomer ches shrotzim yesh lehem oiris. No, I made a mistake. Let's see Rashi. Rashi b'shrotzim sheish lemoris Rashi liyosim dalid shleimon. Fakir. The first brice is the kasha that the first brice is saying nachamo. V'atanya again. The list brice. V'atanya. Hatzadech mechesh shrotzim. You capture one of the eight shrotzim. Amur b'toyra. Hachayvu ben chayiv. If you make a chavon, these eight yichayiv, but not all eight. The Tanakam holds only b'shrotzim sheish lemoris. Only the shrotzim that have a din oris. Which are those, like Rashi says, those are the first four shaloi monach hachomim. So Mashmah, the first Tanakhama says, even for Shabbos, if you hit these eight shrotzim, only the first four shrotzim, that then even for Tumah, this skin is not metame, it's called skin. But the last four, that just like Vilchis Tumah, their skin is metamayu, is called like the Bosar, who a din for Shabbos doesn't have a din skin, and if you make a chavoli a potter. So you see, Klo, the Chom holds a cheetah even for Shabbos. If you make a chavola on the last four, the Koyach and Ator, on a lizard and a snail, you're potter on Shabbos. So it's not like our Mishnah. And then the Brisa fears Reis. We have Yechon and Manuri Yomer though. No, he holds Cheshirotzim Yesh Lemuris. So Koponim is the Klo, the Tanakam of Yechon and Manuri holds only four Yechayim and the other four you're potter. So it's not like Rav, Mashmal Mishnah has to go only according to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. Because our Mishnah says all Shemoyne Shirotzim have skin, and have Yitim on Shabbos Yechayim. And there the Chom say no, they say only the last four, only the first four Yechayim. But the last four, since their skin doesn't have a din skin for Tumah, who are din for Shabbos Yepotim. So it's not like Rav. So the Mar name, Omer Rav Ashi, Man Tanakamo Reb Yuda. I tell you, the Tanakam of this Braisa is not the Chachomim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. It's a new Tanakam, it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The also Bosa Gishta. Rabbi Yehuda in Chulin says another Svara why the certain Shrotzim, their skin is blithe like the meat. And if you touch their skin, it's Matamiyu. He doesn't dash in a Posik. He goes Bosa Gishta, goes Bosa the feel of it. He says he could feel them. When he felt the lizard, he felt the skin of the lizard didn't have a thin skin to it. It doesn't feel like skin. No, it feels mamish like the basar. That's why he said in Svara, the skin of the lizard is matamiyu. So if Yehuda goes basar Svara, that's none. Yab Yudoyner, how tall, that's the lizard, is kechuda. I made a mistake. The one I picked is wrong. Hey, Salto, that's the one of the last four he dings that says lizard also has din skin to it. A lizard has the same din like the weasel. How to is kechuda. Aber Rabbonin, so why? Because he holds that Yehuda holds is totally in Svara. He felt all the eight shrotzim, and the one that feels like skin has a din skin to it. The one that feels like meat has a din meat to it. So according to Yehuda, there is no chil between Shabbos and Tumah. And the Messias, he felt it. So he knew that by the snail and the mole, it doesn't have a din skin to it. So therefore, if you hit it on Shabbos, you potter. That's the Yehuda Shita. Abu Rabbonin the polyglot Rabbi Yochanan in Tumah. But Rabbonin in Chulin, that dings of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. And he holds, that's a posik. Because according to Rabbonin there could be, like we're saying now, Linyin Shabbos Moidulei. By Shabbos, the Moidulei Rabbonin, all eight have skin to it. Why do they say the last four, the Kleich and Nato and the Chaymet and the Trumis, is Metama? That's because it's there as a chosim. They dash in a posik. Tatumeyim. The extra hay tells us that the skin of these last four shrotzim have a din like the bosom, but not because he felt it that it doesn't have skin. L'mais of the mitzias, they all have skin to it. Therefore, it's good rav. Vilchus Shabbos, if you hit them, you'll be chayiv. Because the blood comes on top, the skin is what's stopping it from going out. But really, the left of the circulation, the blood. Why is it metama? Why does last four, the skin, have a din tumah? Asik zayas akosif. Tassimor's terror. So Rav is still good. Av Rabbon and the Polish letter, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, linyan tumah, he only thinks linyan tumah. Linyan Shabbos don't wait late. Fradigamari hochiyo bazoi, hide divrei. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, why does the Bryce to say this is divrei Rav Yochanan ben Nuri? It should have said divrei Rav Yochanan machukusai, he boile. It should have said like, this is the sheet of Rav Yochanan and the Rabbon that thinks of Rav Yochanan. Come to face, it's only Rav Yehuda that holds that four on Shabbos Yepotah, or three on Shabbos Yepotah. And the more Enochanami, Tony, Divrei Rav Yochanan ben Nuri machlokusai, Enochanami, that's Takev Shad. So our Mishnah is good like Rav, it goes even according to Chachamim, and the Chachamim say only Exeris Kosef for Tumah, do we say that four of them, the skin is Matamayu. But Vilchus Shabbos, the skin has a dim skin, and if you chayv on any one of the Yechichai. Marboi Menei Levi Merevi. Levi Yitzchak from Rebbe. Menayin lechabura shein lechazeres. How do we know such a yisoid that it's called the chabura? Like we're saying the yisoid now, that not that the skin left the body, the skin just comes up to the top of the skin and there you chayiv. And kashmir is poshut. The chabola means you punched the guy in the nose, the blood came out. That's called the chabola. Now we're saying a new chiddush. The blood didn't leave the body; it just came to the top. How do you know this? Do you see it? What? That the blood comes to the top and doesn't go back to circulation. You chayiv. Shein because it doesn't go back to circulation. That's what we're saying. But the other shrotzim, the reason why you put there, because it doesn't have skin, it's going to go back to circulation. Because otherwise, it should have left the body. But by skin, we say, really, it's not going to go back. Why doesn't it leave the body? The skin is stopping it. How do we know such an issa chabura? So the more we have a posik, the seal of the posik says, Hayahapoich kushi ori. It's a shayach to change over shvatza to a vaisaisis. Can you change over black skin to white skin? Venomer chabavroisa. And if you change over a leopard, it's the spots a leopard has. Can you change it over? That's the post the Novi is saying. My chavroisa, what does it mean, the spots on a leopard? Ilema dikoi rikma rikma, that the leopard has a lot of spots on it. Hi, v'nemer chavroisa, what does the post say, v'nemer? With its spots, nemer got one of me, boiler. It should have said, can you change over the colors of a leopard? His leopard has a lot of different colors on it. She should have said the colors of it, if it means poship shot. El will make a drush of this posse. El a kakushi, just like a shvatza. Ma oiro the kushi. Ein a chazeres, just like the black skin of a shvatza. Never get changes, you can't change it. Is af chabura ein a chazeres. Who are din a chabura, it's not chazeres, that's called a chabura. So the mother drush with Hashem is posse this way. That the chabura means here, it doesn't mean chabarosav, it doesn't mean spots on a lizard. It means a mole if you give a chabura to a lizard. And it's not chazeres, the blood will not come back into circulation, for that alone yichayiv. Shrashi, elakushi, v'ay nemer loshen temura, hayahafa kushi yorei, can you change over black skin to white skin, v'nemer chavroi sekloima, v'yomer chaburas oroi, can you change over a chabura that was done to the skin, lach l'kadmusai, can you change it back to the way it was before? That the ore should not become hard, but blood shouldn't stay there. So that's called the chabura. If when the blood came to the skin, you know the blood's going to stay there, it's not going to go back into the body, that's called the chabura. Right, the Vishar Shkotzim. The Mishnah says on the rest of the Shkotzim, they don't have skin, therefore if you make a chavolor on them, you potter. But what type of a chavolor? Like we're saying, only if you hit them and the blood comes to the top and doesn't come out. But Avad, if the blood comes out from any one of them, you chayiv. Like it says, but if you kill any of the shkotzim, about you chayiv. Mantan, who's the tan holds like this? Or Rabbi Yirmiyahu or Rabbi Lezer? He goes according to Rabbi Lezer. That if you kill any insect on Shabbos, you chayiv. The Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Oimer, ha'horik kina b'Shabbos. If you kill a lice on Shabbos, is k'horik gomel b'Shabbos. It's as if you kill the gomel. So it's a tushtel as a. Just like if you kill a camel on Shabbos, pshita you chayiv. Who then you kill a lice, who you chayiv also. Now, so tomorrow, maskev lo Rabbi Yosef. So it could be this goes according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds Noch Hashem Tzmichel Guf as Chayiv Olo. But could we hold the Chur B'Yosah Kol Ponim with the Rabbonim? If you stand, kill a wizard, you kill one of these Shkotzim, and you don't need it, so it's called Noch Hashem Tzmichel Guf, you'll be potim with the Raitzah. But Kol Ponim with the Rabbonim, it's also. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it'll be also. So for the Gemara Maskev Lo Rabbi Yosef, Ad Ken Lo Plig Rabbon Led Rabbi Lezer Ela Bikina. I'll tell you no. When the Rabbonin say if you kill a kina on Shabbos, you potter, it's only dafka kina. Only if you kill lice on Shabbos are you potter. Why? It's very shrug Gemara. Gemara says a svara de ain't a porav rova. Because lice do not multiply, don't have children. That's the mitzvahs of lice. Avoshar, Scots, and Ramosham, Ashank, and other type of insects, the porav rova, the mice said they have kids, they lay eggs, and they have kids, then loy pligi. Then Rabbonin won't dingzich. Then even Rabbanu will murder you, kill them on Shabbos Yechayiv. What's the machlekes? So the machlekes only if you kill a kina, that the kina is not part of a robin. Now the shayla is, l'maisa yes, the b'zman hazeh, we see that lice do have eggs and do have, are part of a robin. That's all in question how to answer the Gemara. Some want to say that the pshat is, Avada Chazal knew that they had eggs there and they had, that they knew. But the pshat is, since you can't see it, it's not nikir in the eye, so that doesn't have a din, part of a robin. Bavu Rava means, like the Mal, you have babies, you see the babies, you see the eggs, or you see pregnancy. But by there, you don't see it, that doesn't have a din or part of Rava. Alright, I'll call upon him. But the Gemara said, that's the Machlekes Kinyan, what the Gemara calls it, and whatever the Gemara means, that's not part of Rava, that's why Rav Leza holds you potter, and the Rabbanim say, that's why Rav Leza holds you chayiv, and the Rabbanim say potter. Now what's this Machlekes? So the Gemara, Shneim Lamdu Elam Meyelim. We learned out from the Elim that what they killed in the Mishkan. The animal, the elim. Reb Lezer Sovar Kalim. You learn out from elim. Ma elim sheish ben matilas teshama. You killed an animal. Av kol sheish ben matilas teshama. Any type of a living being that you kill, you chayiv on Shabbos. So you kill a life. It's a living thing. You chayiv on Shabbos. Reb born in tzavri no kalim. It has to be like the same animal, like the elim. Ma elim the porim rovin. They have children. The porim rovin is av kol the porim rova. Only type of insects that give off children, then if you kill the chayv on Shabbos. Mashenki and Akina, you potter. Omalay Abaye, effect Abaye, is that true? The Kina in the power of Rov, is that true? The Kina doesn't give off, doesn't have children. Vomamar, the Posik says, we dash the Posik. Yoshev, Dashin, Vomamar, we learn about his Zora. Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vezan, Mikarne, Remim, Viyad, Beit Sekinim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of this whole world. He feeds Mikarni Raymond with the horns of the big rain, the big antelopes, ad baits a kingdom until the small egg of a kingdom. So Khurz Mashmi kingdom do have eggs. Now, even the eggs of lice, the egg which he takes care of. So the Gemara, Minahu de Mikre baits a kingdom. It doesn't mean lice, the eggs of the lice. It just means this is a type of a lice that's called baits a kingdom. But not that they have eggs. For the Gemara, Batanya, Tfuye. Who beits a kinim, a type of an insect called fuye, and also beits a kinim. The churis mashma means the eggs of the kinim. Mashma, we know they do have children. And the Gemara Nachamol, minhu de mikre beits a kinim. It just means they have, that's called a type of lice that's called beits a kinim. But really, the Gemara Nemzon, they don't have the madrega par of a rovin. Whatever they do, that's not called par of a rovin. So therefore, the chum say, you potter, and you bless the whole tichayim. Lamaisa we pass in your potter on Shabbos. You kill it, you'll be potter. Kill a lice on Shabbos, you potter. Kadimar of a ray porish, that's a fly, a flea. The par of a rover, they are par of a rover. Vitanya we learned. Hatzad porish for Shabbos. If you capture a flea on Shabbos, Reb Lezer Mechayiv, Reb Yeshua Poiter. So, Chur, still you see Reb Yeshua Chomma pottering. Right? They hold a half a minute since it's such a small insect, it's only a flea, you potter. So the Chura Hu Adin, if you kill it, you should also be potter. So you see, not like you're saying, even insects that are part of a rubber do have children, still the Chum say you're potter. Amar Rav Ashi, Tzeda, Hariga, Karamis, what's his tushtel? Hariga, to Tzeda. Ad kam le polig Rav Lezer, Yabishua, Elo, Dama, Sobar, Dover, Shein, Bemino, Nitzo, Tchayim. Has Vilchot say this, a Shaila, if you capture a flea. Why did Rav Yeshua say you're potter? That why a chayiv to capture a flea, even though it's not a min, it's not a derech to capture them, nobody uses them, still he holds you chayiv, you do the malacha, even though it's a malacha mishuna, nobody captures fleas, but you're going to capture and you'll be chayiv. Well, master of a potter, one says no, that's not called maaseh tzeidah. Tzeidah are not for the mishkan, you're only chayiv for an animal that you could use. That's a min, people capture it, use it, then you chayiv. But a flea that nobody uses, you potter. I will in your riga, mashenkin for killing it. I feel Rabbi Yeshua moida to Rabbi Yechayiv on Shabbos. While the mice you're making it in the field to Shama, you're killing it. So any type of killing you chayiv. It's only be a shayla that's called a melacha shein tzirich leguf or not. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, you chayv if you kill any insect on Shabbos. Only kinim are you potter. According to Rabbi Shimon that holds a melacha shein tzirich leguf, be a potter. Who are then for killing stam an insect? You be potter unless you have a reason to kill it that you want to use it. Hatzod l'tzor chayv. Our Mishnah says if you capture one of the shmoyne shrotzim, so if you capture them, l'tzor if you use it, you chayv. If you don't have a use for it, you potter. Man tan, who's the tan of the holes that told me if it's useful or not, if you can use it or not? I'm Rav Yudu, I'm a Rav, Rabbi Shimoni. This our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon. To Yom Amlocha Shem Tzvich Lagufa, Potter Olay. That's why you Potter. Because according to Rabbi Yudu, what do I care if you're not going to use it, but the mice you're doing a Maisa Tzedah. Since you are capturing right now, Yechayiv, you're not going to use the Mlocha, that's called the Mlocha Shem Tzvich Lagufa, according to Rabbi Yudu, Yechayiv. Why does our Mishnah say Potter? Because our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Ma'ika demasti lo aho. Some learn this machlekes that goes according to Rav Shimon on this din. It says a marfis musa of a Shabbos. Somebody breaks open a blister, a pimple on Shabbos. Im lasis lo peh. If you have kavana to make a nice opening there, it should look nice. The opening is chayiv. Yichayiv mishum vinyu we had before. You're making a Pesach. Im loitzim men alecha. If your reason you're busting open the pimple is just to get the pus out, is potter. You potter in such a case. Is man Tana, who's the Tana holds here, you potter? Or Rav Yudu, I'm a Rav, Rav Shimoni, it goes according to Rav Shimon. To Yom Amlocha, Shem Tzvich Lagufa, potter olay. He's Metzias, you're making a hole, so you're making a Pesach. But since you're not doing it for the purpose of using the hole, you're just doing it, Almanas, to get the pus out. But you don't care, like Rashi before said, if the hole gets clogged up right away, it doesn't bother you. You're not, it's called Amlocha, Shem Tzvich Lagufa, you're potter. That's the time. But according to Rav Yudu, and Echlam, you be chayv according to Rav Yudu.
About a Pesach, just to go
exit
and not to enter?
That's a shayla. That's not called a Pesach. Here it's called to enter and go. Here it's called doing both ways. You want the ear to go in, and you want the pus to go out. Here it's called a good Pesach. Trash loitzi men alecha, melocha shen tzrich legufahi, sha Pesach hi amlocha. What's the melocha? You're making a Pesach. V'zeh ain't tzorach liyos kan Pesach miyachshav. Like once the pus goes out, he doesn't want the Pesach to be there anymore. He's not interested in making the Pesach. That's called Ein Tzrich Lagufa. So it's only according to Reb Shimon that you potter. But according to Reb Yudi, you take a chayiv. Because the mice, you made a good Pesach. It's called a Pesach for new air to come in, and for the pus to go out. It's both ways. It's called a good Pesach. Weiter. V'ike demasni lo aho. Some learn this machlekes, Reb Shimon and Yudi another locha. We had before, so these all Reb Shimon's three, we had for Shmuel said three times he potter. Hatzad nochus b'Shabbos. Somebody captures a snake on Shabbos. If misasik boishla yeshchenu potter. If the gavana for capturing him is that he shouldn't bite you, it's potter. It's even mutter to do it on Shabbos. And refuah chayiv. But if you're capturing him to use the snake, you want to use him for refuah, then it's chayiv because it's doing a ma'aseh tzeder on Shabbos. Man tana, who's the tana that says you potter? I'm Rav Yudu. I'm a Rav. Rabbi Shimoni goes according to Rav Shimon the Yomah. Malacha shenstir legufa potter olay. Because by you capturing the snake, regular tzeder means you're capturing an animal to eat the animal, to use the animal. That's called tzarach lagufa. Here you don't want to use the snake, you just don't want the snake to bite you. That's called the melacha shen tzrich lagufa, so according to Rav Shimon you potter olay. Omar Shmuel, hasheila dag min hayam. Somebody takes a fish out of the water on Shabbos. Kivin sheyovish boi kisela chayim. What is it called in Issa of the Tilos Teshama? We're not talking about the Issa tzeder now. Either it was saw either ready, we're talking about the shayla the Issa of killing it. Of the Tilos Teshama, that once a size of a cellar, size like of a nickel, of the body dried up, then you chayiv. Rashi, hasher ledag, shoyenitzedah v'yomid mevayyoyim. It's talking about in a small pond that was captured before Shabbos. Now it's a shell and Shabbos, taken out of the water, you're killing it. It's kesela kerecha cellar. It's chayiv Rashi mesum Tilos Teshama. Tisu lechay. Once the fish dried up so much that a nickel, a cellar, a portion of a cell of it dried up, it's zicher not going to live anymore, and even though it's not dead yet, that's called dead. You chayiv right then on Shabbos, because it can't live anymore. Omer Rabbi Yosi Baravin, Ulbein San Pirib, talking about in between its fins. That's where this shear will kill it. It won't live anymore. Omer Rav Ashi, Loitei Meyavish Mamish doesn't have to mean it's Mamish, Mamish dried up. El afilo di ovid riri. Just the little loads right up to Rashi Shinoikin boy, the hot tariri ninshach menetzpa. Means like you touch it, it starts coming out. As they when it's very wet, it is water comes up. will get a little bit dry already. It's like you pick it out, what it called, rings come out. Not rings. You touch it, a little bit comes up with it. Like that's cooled already, dried up already. Like, what? No. Only one cell, only one small part of it got so dry. Right, so it can still move around yet. That has a din there though. The avid riri means strings are coming out. When you touch it, like strings come up. That's the sim is drying up already. So that alone you chayiv. Omar bar hamduri omar shmuel. Hoishit yodoi lemeya behema. On Shabbos, you put your hand inside the stomach of an animal. Yeah, v'dilda uber shebemeyeho, and it's a pregnant cow, and you move around the kid inside. You madaldu, you move around the kid inside. You shlo yichayiv. Rashi chayiv mashum til. Dildrashi og okar shepilosay they dildles it. Like the kid is there going to come out right now? Yichayiv for this. My timer, Omarava Barhamduri, Asavruli, Lav Omarav Sheshis. What, just like Sheshis said, Haiman the Tolish Kishusa, may his Mivhigi, you rip off some type of a growth that's growing on Higiv Hizmi on hedges, is Mechayiv Mishum Aikadav Migdulain, Yechayiv Mishum Aikadav Medulain, like some type of fungus. Some type of fungus is growing on top of Hizmi Vhigi, on type of thorns. So on top of thorns, you have something growing. If you pull it off on Shabbos, yichayim mishum oikadav migdulei. Hey, since this fungus, like, is growing on top of these thorns, that's his gedulei. By picking up the fungus, yichayim on Shabbos. His hochinamin mechayim mishum oikadav migdulei. Since the baby in the mother's stomach is living, is being gidl, is growing there, by you moving it out of the mother's stomach, yichayim mishum oikadav migdulei. His house, like chiyiv misa, it's not called alive, really. It wouldn't be chayiv as that. But chayiv or new halacha, new malach of oikadav migdulei, like Akira, Shrashi mechayiv. V'yafal pi sheina mechubu lekarker. Here's the chiddush. Even though it's not attached to the ground, k'arminim bi'alma mi'avir rabbi. Even though this kishusha is like growing from the ear, it's fungus that grows in the ear. But the ma'aseh, since it's growing on top of these thorns.